Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we are doing a comprehensive deep dive into Meta Platforms, ticker Meta. The stock has had a bit of a rough patch recently, dropping over 5% just yesterday, and it's down about 7% over the last 3 months. But with a market cap still north of $1.5 trillion, this is a company that demands serious attention. We're going to look at the business model, the financials, the recent earnings, the valuation, and ultimately give you our take on whether this is a buying opportunity or a stock to avoid. Let's get into it. First, a quick overview. Meta is the company behind Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Messenger. It's also heavily invested in the metaverse through its Reality Labs division, and it's making a massive bet on artificial intelligence. The stock has been a roller coaster over the last few years, but the long-term trend has been incredible, up over 80% in the last 5 years, even after this recent pullback. Founded by Mark Zuckerberg in 2004, Meta is headquartered in Menlo Park, California. It operates in the internet content and information industry, which is part of the communication services sector. The company has about 77,000 employees. The business is primarily advertising-driven, with the family of apps segment generating the vast majority of revenue. Reality Labs, while still small, is the company's big bet on the next computing platform. Let's talk about revenue, because that's really the engine of this business. In fiscal year 2025, Meta generated just over $200 billion in total revenue. The vast majority, $198.8 billion, came from the family of apps, which includes Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Reality Labs contributed about $2.2 billion. Geographically, the United States and Canada is the biggest market at nearly $79 billion, followed by Europe at $46.6 billion, Asia-Pacific at $53.8 billion, and the rest of the world at $21.7 billion. What's really interesting is that the company just announced a major push into paid subscriptions for Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. This is a significant strategic shift, as Meta has historically relied almost exclusively on advertising revenue. This new subscription model could open up a whole new revenue stream, though it's still early days. Now let's get into the earnings. I want to focus on the latest full year, fiscal 2025. Revenue hit $201 billion, up significantly from $164.5 billion in 2024. Gross profit came in at $164.8 billion, and operating income was $83.3 billion. Net income was $60.5 billion, which translates to diluted earnings per share of $23.49. That's a slight step down from the $23.86 in 2024, but it's important to remember that 2024 included a massive tax benefit. On an operating basis, the business is actually much more profitable. Free cash flow was $46.1 billion, which is down from $54.1 billion in 2024, primarily because of a massive increase in capital expenditures as the company invests heavily in AI infrastructure. On the most recent earnings call, management was very clear about their priorities. They are all in on AI. They see it as the biggest opportunity to improve their core advertising business, to power new products like the AI Pendant they're reportedly testing, and to build out the metaverse. They also addressed the Reality Labs losses, which are substantial, but they framed it as a long-term investment, not a near-term profit center. The new subscription plans were another key topic. Management believes this will give users more choice and create a new, recurring revenue stream that's less dependent on the advertising cycle. They also highlighted the strength of their user base, with billions of daily active users across their family of apps, giving them a massive data advantage for training AI models. Let's take a look at the balance sheet and some key financial metrics. Meta is in incredible financial health. They have $35.9 billion in cash and equivalents, and total assets of $366 billion. Total liabilities are $148.8 billion, leaving them with $217.2 billion in stockholders' equity. That's a fortress balance sheet. The current ratio is 2.35, so they have plenty of short-term liquidity. The debt-to-equity ratio is a very manageable 0.36. From a profitability standpoint, the gross profit margin is a stunning 81.9%, and the net profit margin is 32.10%. The return on equity is 33.2%, and the return on invested capital is just under 20%. These are world-class numbers. The trailing PE is 22.7 and the price to sales ratio is 7.5. The free cash flow yield is about 3%. Now let's break down the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. Meta's financial performance is a clear strength. Over $200 billion in revenue, massive margins, and a fortress balance sheet. The company also has an unparalleled user base with billions of daily active users, creating a massive network effect. Its dominance in digital advertising is another key strength, and it's now investing heavily in AI to further improve its ad targeting and measurement. On the weakness side, the Reality Labs division continues to burn cash at a significant rate. While it's a long-term bet, it's a drag on current profits. The company is also heavily reliant on advertising revenue, which makes it vulnerable to economic cycles. Regulatory scrutiny is a persistent headwind. Moving to opportunities, the biggest is clearly AI. Meta is integrating AI into everything from ad targeting to content recommendation to new hardware like the AI pendant and smart glasses. The new subscription model is another major opportunity to diversify revenue. The metaverse, while still years away, could be a massive new platform if it takes off. Finally, threats. Competition from TikTok and other social platforms is intense. Regulatory action, both in the US and Europe, could restrict how Meta collects and uses data. And there's always the risk of an economic downturn that could slash advertising budgets. Looking at the recent performance, the stock has been under pressure. It's down about 1.5% in the last week, 1.4% in the last month, and over 7% in the last 3 months. Year to date, it's down about 6.3%, and over the last year, it's down 10.5%. That's a significant pullback from the highs. However, the five-year return is still over 82%, so the long-term trend is intact. The stock is currently trading around $600. The beta is 1.24, so it's slightly more volatile than the market. From a short-term perspective, the recent dip could be an entry point, but you need to be aware of the headline risk. There was a recent security issue where hackers were able to hijack Instagram accounts by tricking Meta's AI support chatbot, which is not a great look. And the company also paid $9 million to settle a Kentucky school district lawsuit over social media harms. These are the kinds of headline risks that can weigh on the stock in the short term. Now, let's get to the part everyone cares about, the valuation. We ran a comprehensive valuation analysis using our batch AI reality check system. The primary valuation model we used is the forward PE model, which is the best fit for a mature, profitable growth company like Meta. The model confidence is high. The setup is clean. We applied a forward PE multiple of 20x to forward earnings estimates. That's a slight discount to the normalized historical average of about 21.75x, which we think is justified given the company's maturity and the elevated capital expenditure required for AI investments. So what does that give us? The fair value from our primary forward PE model is $697.80 per share. The supporting DCF model, which we use as a secondary check, gives a fair value of $575.87 per share. After blending these and incorporating market context, our headline fair value, which we call the market snap fair value, is $606.47 per share. With the stock currently trading at $647, that implies an upside of about 12.7%. The five-year implied CAGR based on this fair value is about 2.4% per year. What drives this valuation? First, the core assumption is that Meta will continue to grow its advertising revenue at a healthy clip driven by AI improvements. Second, we assume that the company will be able to gradually improve its free cash flow conversion as capital expenditure growth moderates. Third, the valuation assumes that the new subscription model will start to contribute meaningfully to revenue over the next few years. And fourth, we are assuming that the company will continue its aggressive share buyback program, with shares outstanding declining by about 1.5% per year. So what's my take? I'll give you the verdict, the upside case, the risk case, and the trigger. My verdict is that Meta is a buy at these levels, but it's not a screaming buy. It's a solid, high-quality business trading at a reasonable valuation. The upside case is clear. AI is a massive tailwind for the core advertising business. If Meta can successfully integrate AI into its ad platform and improve ROI for advertisers, revenue growth could accelerate. The new subscription model is a wild card that could add a new high-margin revenue stream. And the metaverse, while speculative, is a free call option. If any of these pay off bigger than expected, the stock could re-rate significantly higher. The risk case is also real. The Reality Labs cash burn could continue for years, weighing on profits. Regulatory risks are ever-present, and competition from TikTok and others is intense. If the economy slows down, advertising budgets will be cut, and Meta will feel it. The trigger for me is the price. At $600, you're paying about 22.7x trailing earnings and about 17.5x forward earnings. That's not expensive for a company with Meta's competitive advantages and growth potential. Now let's talk about the 5-year, $10,000 outlook. If you invested $10,000 in Meta today at $647, and the stock simply returns to our fair value of $676.47 over the next year, you'd have about $11,265. That's a 12.7% return. But if the company executes well on its AI and subscription strategy, and the market re-rates the stock to a higher multiple, the returns could be substantially higher. Over 5 years, if earnings grow at a mid-teens rate and the multiple stays constant, you could be looking at a much larger number. This is a core holding type of stock, not a speculative bet. I would be a buyer on any further weakness, especially if it dips below 550. All right, that wraps up our comprehensive analysis of Meta Platforms. To summarize, we have a world-class business with a fortress balance sheet, dominant market position, and a clear AI growth catalyst. The stock is reasonably valued after the recent pullback, and we see about 12.7% upside to our fair value. The key risks are the Reality Labs cash burn, regulatory headwinds, and economic sensitivity. But for long-term investors, this looks like a solid opportunity. As always, do your own research and never invest more than you can afford to lose. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.